Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. This reminder about yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. All you have to do is call them at 605-642-5884. And they decided to name their South Room. Come check out yesterday's South 40. Same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles at yesterday's antiques. Downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
And Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Okay, Mike, how's it going today?
Well, pretty good. Well, you got some interesting things to share with us on the good stuff?
I do. I don't know who shared this. This is something, actually, that came from the coffers of Jim Thompson. And so I don't know who shared it with him, and the author is unknown. It's called A Soldier Died Today, and I thought it was fitting. Well, actually, it's fitting any time. But with the 4th of July coming up soon, here we go. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast, and he sat around the Legion telling stories of the past, of a war that he once fought in and the deeds that he had done in his exploits with his buddies. They were heroes, every one. And though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, all his buddies listened quietly, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Bob has passed away, and the world's a little poorer, for a soldier died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary, very quiet sort of life. He held a job and raised a family, going quietly on his way, and the world won't note his passing, that a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell of their life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier goes unnoticed and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land someone who breaks his promise and cons his fellow man, or the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life? The politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are often disproportionate to the service that he gives, while the ordinary soldier who offered up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It is not the politicians or their compromise employees who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you really want some cop-out with his ever-waffling stand? Or would you want a soldier, his home, his country, his kin, just a common soldier who is fighting until the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we may need his like again. For when countries are in conflict, we find the soldier's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the end of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in a paper that might say, "Our country is in mourning. A soldier died today."
Very fitting for this Honor America period between June 14th, which is Flag Day, and the 4th of July, of course, Independence Day. I was going to share a few things here on the lighter side, and this is the differences between men and women. And I think this, you'll get a chuckle out of this. As far as maturity goes, women mature much faster than men. Most 17-year-old females can function as adults. Most 17-year-old males are still trading baseball cards and giving each other wedgies after gym class. This is why high school romances rarely work. When it comes to comedy, let's say a small group of men and women are in a room watching television and an episode of The Three Stooges comes on. Immediately, the men will get very excited and they'll laugh uproariously and even try to imitate the actions of Curly, who we all know is man's favorite stooge. The women will roll their eyes and groan and they'll wait it out. When it comes to handwriting, to their credit, men do not decorate their penmanship. They just chicken scratch. Women use scented, colored stationery, and they dot their I's with circles and hearts. Women are ridiculously large loops in their P's and G's. It's a royal pain to read a note from a woman. Even when she's dumping you, she'll put a smiley face at the end of the note. Just some things. I'll share some more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff.